This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. We are ready to go, and it's going to be actually fairly nice and sunny for the next few days. You just heard in Nick's forecast, and get outside and do something. Our next guest is in the business of getting outside and doing something. Kyle May joins us from Spin City, Fleet Feet Decatur, IL.com. I say that like because it's like ingrained into me to say that, but there's a new owner of Spin City. How's Cole doing?
He's doing good. A lot of the bikes that I ordered back in April and May are finally coming in, so that's going over pretty well for him. With the weather changing and with spring, 60 days away or so, if you're wanting something, you better come see him because you can't put anything else on order right now. So it's pretty crazy. Man, I feel weird taking this segment whenever all the news is going down about things opening back up. So that's,
it's exciting
stuff.
It is exciting. It's all good. Just if everyone does it the right way, we'll be able to remain there. And that's the best that we can do. Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, you've got your half-frozen, half-marathon coming up at the end of the month, and you've only got a couple of spots left open. Tell me about this.
Yeah, so we did a virtual half-marathon because that's how we were trying to keep people motivated to run this time of year and, pretty much since everything got shut down. We've been doing some virtual events. So we got like 40 people signed up for this virtual half marathon. So at the end of January, you go run a half marathon and you clock the time, put it on the results thing, and you get a custom hoodie. So we only have like 3 or 4 hoodies left. So if it's something you're interested in doing, sign up very, very soon. And then there's going to be some real events with some of the news and with, I think, what people were thinking was going to happen this summer. There's an event, a half marathon and a marathon in Carmel, Indiana. And then the Conservation District is doing a run in early April, a 5K. So we have some training programs that are going to be starting up in early February that are going to get people ready for those. We just did a Facebook Live event last night that's on our Facebook page, on Fleet Feet Decatur IL's Facebook page, that Carrie, our training program coordinator, talks through all the intricacies of that and what it all entails. It's basically a 9-week program. They've been going over really well, and another thing to keep people motivated.
Absolutely. What are you guys doing at the Conservation District this spring, that graduation event, this wild card track?
Yeah, so we have a lot of people that want to do the half marathon and the marathon, but they've been running quite a bit already this winter with our Winter Warrior programs and some of these other virtual events. Getting ready for a marathon in 9 weeks is that's something I'd do, but not something that we'd recommend for everybody. So we are doing this wild card part where you could show up a little late on Saturday and run a little shorter distance, and you don't have to do the half marathon or marathon. It'll help get you ready for like a 5K distance event. So we got a few people that just want to do the shorter one. So the plan is they meet Tuesday night at 5:30, and then Saturday at 7 for the longer run and 8 o'clock for the wild card. I like that take on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Gives everyone at every level something to do. I saw your Instagram post of the new On Swift. Man, put aside my size. I've still got my gift cards. Those are really fantastic-looking shoes.
They are gorgeous, aren't they?
Yeah.
I talked a little bit about I pretty much have shoes ordered for the rest of the year. So we know when shoes are coming. There are some shipping delays and some issues that we're running into. And in some cases, they're air freighting product over instead of on the boat because it's coming a little faster. It costs significantly more, but they can get the product here faster. So the Swift was supposed to be like a early February shoe, and it showed up yesterday, and it is gorgeous. Yeah, the men's and women's are both like a really nice white with like a hint of color on them. We carried the Swift before, and it was okay. It didn't do real well. This one's a whole new platform and a huge update on it, so it should work really well. So, yeah, I'll set some back for you. They look great.
Yeah, I saw those, and I thought, man, that is fantastic. And the white sneaker, the white tennis shoe, the white running shoe just reminds us that we're 60 days away from spring.
Yeah, yeah. And then we got a bunch of other stuff going on. We got the New Balance 1080 that just showed up. We got the new Carhu Iconi color coming. What else? The Lone Peak is the trail shoe. It just got delayed, so that's one that got hit with some shipping issues. And then the Saucony Peregrine, which is a great trail shoe. We just got an update on it. And trail shoes, is there snow in the forecast, I think, maybe?
Yeah, next weekend.
Running this past weekend in that kind of wet snow and trail shoes is a game changer. They're amazing. So we sell a lot of trail shoes just for this time of year, whenever the weather can go a little sideways or to be expected in Illinois this time of year. Yeah, check out the trail shoe selection for that stuff.
All right, FleetFeetDecaturIL.com is the website. You can find anything we just talked about with Kyle May. We got about 60 seconds left here. You've got a few slots open still for your half-frozen, half-marathon, the hoodies. You got all the great clothes that are in now. You guys have the best mask anywhere.
Yeah, the Boco masks have been selling extremely well, too. So another thing that's been going well, the Theragun, the percussion massagers, like we sold out of those and just got another shipment of those in. I think we sold through most of those and we got to put another order in for those. So, yeah, we always have some interesting stuff that's flowing through the store. I do all the shoe orders, so that's what I'm hyper aware of, but Heather's always done a great job. Our clothing this time of year, the craft clothing's been doing really well. And then, I mean, the whole idea behind the segment in the first place is to talk about events. And I think we're going to start seeing more events popping up this year and hopefully get some of that stuff on the radar for people to stay motivated and stay training for. And that's been the hardest thing for people to have something on the calendar, on the radar to not have anything, but hopefully we get some stuff on the radar and we can start talking about more events soon.
All right, Kyle, we appreciate it. Have a great day, and we will talk to you next week. Kyle May and the folks at FleetFeetDecaturIL.com.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.